You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It was interesting. We were talking with a caller yesterday, and she brought up something about going out and buying something. I can't remember. The details are not important. What is important is that we asked her, what is the dollar amount in your household that you can spend without consulting or at least discussing it with your partner? And I believe, didn't she say $500?
I don't recall. It was a fairly hearty number, though, because I was a little surprised by the number.
Yeah, I think she said $500.
Yeah.
And I think that might be about right in our house.
$500?
I think so. Gretch has definitely spent some cash on her stuff that she does for her mushrooms and the bugs and the butterflies and all that stuff that she does. I don't even know what she's buying anymore. Honest to God, boxes show up at the house and I have no flipping idea what this stuff is or does. But I might ask, how much was that? She'd be like, it was like $380. I'm like, well, it's...
I feel like your house is going to be on the news at some point.
Dude, you've seen...
Something's going
to
happen.
I don't mean to laugh about it, but you have seen these stories over the last few months of these homes just exploding
in various parts of the country. Something's going to happen. You're going to be on the news.
That hasn't come up in our house.
Something's going to happen.
Where I have asked her, I'm like, are you bringing a bunch of combustible crap
in here?
There's
going to be a fire. There's going to be something that goes bad.
I'll say it for you. Cancel, cancel.
Cancel, cancel.
So anyway, we're curious. What about in your house? What's the dollar amount?
I honestly am not 100% sure anymore. I mean, it was $100. I think we've tiptoed up to about $150 now, I think. I mean, we're still fairly courteous as far as, you know, even if I'm spending $50, $60, I'm like, hey, you're going to see this charge. It was for such and such. But, you know, like I'll go out and buy a bunch of my action figures that I collect. I'm a grown-ass man. But if I find a few things that I really like at Target in the world of action figures, you know, if I stay under $100, I feel pretty good about it. And I mean, just last night, she was buying some sort of bottle of hair product or something that was like $60, $70, and I didn't even say anything about it because if I ever she comes back and she's like, oh, well, how many He-Man toys do we have in the basement, nerd? So I usually try to keep fairly quiet, but I want to say $150 now.
All right.
So we're going to compile a list, but I want to do quickly a shout out. You don't need to call in or post that you are single and you don't have to worry about this, or that you have separate accounts and you don't have to worry about this. I'm going to kind of cut all those off at the pass because I posted this on Facebook earlier and that was like everybody, well, I'm single or I have separate accounts, so it doesn't matter. Hey, good for you. Doesn't really go along with the topic,
well,
does it?
Well, listen, we'll have the mind bender for you in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, so just relax. Good for you. You have separate accounts. But everyone else that needs to ask for permission, we want to hear from you. Let me read one real quick that was on my Facebook, and it oozes with sarcasm. It was from Kate. The amount of money that you can spend before asking, and she said, definitely not $17,000 on a camper van when your wife is 7 months pregnant. Not a good surprise. Don't ask me how I know.
Wow.
It's pretty good, right? That's pretty funny.
Right.
Yeah, you should probably ask for permission.
Amanda, what do you got for us?
Good morning. So we set it about $200. Okay. And that's just because the husband spent about $10,000 on Christmas lights a couple years ago.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Back it up.
Christmas lights.
$10,000?
Yes. It was quite the shipment at the front door.
So this was just lights. This wasn't anybody like you hired to put lights up or anything. That wasn't included. It was just lights.
It's all just lights, and he puts it all himself. We are that house on the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. So it didn't include, like, the big inflatables or a big giant Santa. This is just lights.
It's just lights. No inflatables at all. No projectors. It's all just lights.
What was your reaction?
I was a little shocked because he told me I want to do some lights this year. I said, that's cool. We've never
Some lights.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I come home and there's just boxes. And then another day comes by and there's just more boxes. And I'm like, how many did you buy? And he goes, well, there's going to be a couple more coming.
As the truck backs up to your driveway and starts unloading. Yeah.
Don't take this question wrong, but Amanda, it must be asked. Did you guys at that time have $10,000 just lying around to spend on Christmas lights, or was this like a problem in your house?
Credit card.
It all went on the credit card?
Credit card. Oh, yep. Man.
Oh, that's a smart move. Did you make him return any of them?
No, we actually still have them all.
You better. You better use the hell out of them for like 30 years.
If you happen to have a picture somewhere, I mean, if you don't, you don't, but just send us a picture of your house.
Yeah, I'll try.
With the lights on.
With the lights on at Christmas. I want
to
see you know what 10 grand buys you. Yeah, same number. You can text it to us later.
Amanda, you're the best. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks for the call.
You too.
Bye.
10,000 on Christmas lights.
She would beat me. She would punch me in the face. Wow.
Kim, good morning. So do you guys have a limit in your house?
Well, I don't think so. We've been married 30-plus years. My husband will just go spend money on skis or ski boots and not consult me.
Oh, really?
But if I probably went and did that, I would probably hear about it. So my limit is probably around $150.
Well, why does he get to go spend a buttload of money and you can't? I don't like that.
That ain't right, Kim.
That ain't right.
He claims he's the keeper of the money, even though we have a joint account and we both work.
Well, he sounds like a delight to live with.
Where did you meet this caveman? Did you meet him back in the Stone Age? I mean, what's going on here?
We met in college.
Kim, I want you to go out today and buy something fancy for yourself. Spend $500 on yourself today. I dare you.
Yeah, do it.
Well, we're leaving for vacation tomorrow, so I told him I was going shopping.
Good.
Okay, good for you.
Get yourself some fancy shoes.
And I will tell you this. If he has a problem with it, give him our number. You have him call the boys, and we'll talk to him for you, okay?
I'll snap his skis in half. How about that?
Yeah, we'll give him a stern talking to, Kim.
Thanks, Kimmy.
Have a great time on your vacation, and yeah, go shopping today. Here's Alex. Alex, do you guys have a limit in your household?
Hi. No, not normally. We just have a budget at the end of the month that we go for, but what we do have a limit on is the pre-Target consultation when my wife goes.
Okay, now before you go in, what's on your list?
Exactly. Oh, man. That's kind of the unpredictable part of our budget. It used to be the post-Target consultation, but I cried too much when I saw the receipt.
It's truly a thing. I mean, it's like this joke that you see online that once your wife or girlfriend or whatever goes into Target, it's like where money goes to die. But it's a thing, man.
Look, it's what we call on this show more true than funny.
Hey, that's where I buy my action figures, so you don't have to tell me, Alex.